Hello, person. Welcome to this place.
Hello, person. Welcome to this place. You are now tuned into the sounds of...
It's Vision Radio. Yes, yes, yes. I'm Dave Colombo Jenkins. This week I'm joined by Posai and Tice. How are you doing?
Hello.
Yo.
Hello.
Good.
What are we going to listen to? How are we going to start the show?
We have one more Sorza tune.
Yes.
From his EP on Vision. This is a more chill one. This one's called Hiding in the Sea.
I hope you have the appropriate scuba diving safety gear, Sorza. We don't want you getting in any trouble in the water. Or at least some swimming certificates. I will be asking for your swimming certificates next time that we host a show together or I see you, and I do hope you can swim. I hope all of you can swim, because it's a really, really nice thing, Dave, to be able to do. Yeah, no. Yes, everyone. It's, yes, Tice. I bet you can. That sounds like someone
who can't
swim.
You don't have to make all these forced jokes, Dave. It's not forced.
I care about people's ability to swim. I also care about this. This is Particle on Pretty Cool. along with Eni and Kazra. Massive freeway collaboration here. It's called Origin. And Frank, you said there was a story behind it, or they posted about it. It's been released especially or something like that.
Yes, they did. Critical Sound System at Boomtown, and this one went off.
That's the story.
Wicked.
Allegedly. Allegedly.
Ah, that's the story, yeah. From the horse's mouth, but... Do we trust them when they talk about their own tunes going off? Mm. I doubt it.
But they have called it Origin, and there is an Origin stage at Boomtown, so it is all stacking up. Big up, boys. DMB, what is it?
Oh, this is always the moment when I perk my ears when it says TI and collab. I'm like, ooh, hello.
Yeah.
This has my interest. This is TI on collab. This one's called Chin Step.
Nice. Thank you. Big up T.I. there, really feeling that one, got some swagger. And now we are flipping the tempo down a little for something from Brazil now, or Latin America. We got Onhel and Karan, which of course you have to say it like that because there's an exclamation mark at the end.
And it's in capitals.
And in capitals as well. Karan! This is called Foge, which is Portuguese for runaway.
Yes, and some more. Yo, this is Anva with the twist. Yo.
Yes, here comes the gimmick.
Probably favorite track title of the episode.
Yes.
This one is called Riot Pipe. That's great. That is just great. By Minosaur.
Not a pipe that you want to be smoking, really.
Or you do? I don't know.
I don't know.
Sounds eventful.
Yeah, something's going to happen when he's smoking, that's for sure.
Riot Pipe by Minosaur and L Circuit on Sound Museum.
Yes, I am feeling this a lot. In fact, I'm feeling this so much, I'm going to label it my Yemach of the Week. Oh, it's me, isn't it? I thought, yeah, it's because I gave the last one a Yamach. So this is Leo Kapp, who we play lots of in his Black Barrel guys and his Leo Kapp guys, and we love it. And this is a Patreon exclusive. It's called Manada, which I believe is Spanish for herd.
А ты считаешь,
это не существует, говорят, да?
А ты считаешь, а ты считаешь,
это женщина, да? Это не друг.
А какая разница?
One sec. I need to untangle my headphones.
Spooky sounds and tension. Will Tice untangle his headphone wire in time before the drop?
Partially untangled enough. It's really bothering me. Like the way it kind of like there's still knots in it. If you want to take a screenshot, there's still knots in it. I'm fine with that. But it was also doing this thing where it kind of like is twisted and it keeps retwisting itself, and I just couldn't.
Yeah, it's a slippery slope when that happens. Anyway, we've got enough time to introduce this tune.
I hate it when you're DJing and you don't have the time to untangle it, but it's tangled. Oh, it's like, come on, why didn't I just take 5 minutes before to untangle the headphones before the set?
Buy a straight cable.
Yeah, no, but these are really like the ones that do this.
Mm-hmm.
Like the cold ones, they are really nice because you don't pull the mixer when you make an unexpected move or someone passes in front of you. It's like,
yeah,
they are better, but they do tangle. And yeah, you know, as much many things in life, it's like it's a choice you make and it's a dilemma. There's no right choice, you know. It's a trolley problem. Do you kill your mother or the whole village?
The cable is always less tangled on the other side of the field.
Yeah, also that other people are way better at untangling.
Anyway,
back to the music.
Reedy.
Yeah.
Sway. The producer's called Reedy and the track's called Sway.
That is bad.
Thank you.
title from something I just referred to as bad, and I didn't mean that in a good way. We go on to something that is mad. How's that for a shitty bridge, Tice? He's literally taking his headphones off so he can't hear my shitty
stuff. Yeah, what's listening?
What's a Mourinho meme? Well, how does he do it? There's this Jose Mourinho meme where he's like annoyingly pulls off his headphones like, I don't want to hear this. I'm doing that. I'm doing
the brilliant. Special anyway, one. It's by Low. And again, we've got to shout it because it's capitals and there's an exclamation mark. And yeah, big up Low because he sent me some amazing dubs earlier on this summer, which have been a part of lots of my sets. And now this is coming out on Dub Plate Dread. Yeah, it's called Mad Ting.
Next one is Tina Tokyo from Berlin.
Yes.
And the track title is Hidden by Zoom. The track title is The Thing. Big up, Tina Tokyo.
Big up. Yes, yes, yes. Tina Tokyo, big up. I'm loving absolutely everything they're doing. And I'm loving 1997 as well. This is the first I've ever heard from them, but I'm really, really feeling this. So it's a promising sign. This is called Torchbearer. Deep, bubbly 140 business.
You are now listening to Vision Radio.
So, just before offline, I was discussing with Frank and Dave about Tina Tokyo, how I like made this Instagram group with them and Koido, because I was like, yo, you guys are both in Berlin, all in Berlin. You need to do tracks together because, I don't know, it sounds like your sounds are super, what's the word?
In tune.
Yeah, in tune, like, what's the word I'm looking for? Sympathetic to each other. Like, and I'm playing some Tina Tokyo songs and playing some Koido things in my set. And I was excited for them to do it all to get together. I don't know if they've done it by now, but they were like, yeah, we're already working on it. So, great. And then I said, like, yeah, it's super nice when you get together with people who sound is so much like yourself, but it can also be a problem because you have to kind of like outdo yourself on the thing that you've already been doing. And a lot of times with collaboration, you kind of explore the other person's sound a bit, and that brings new things. And that reminded me of, I don't know, this must have been 2008 or something, 2009, when we were working with TB a lot and with Calyx. We had this sessions with us and Calyx, not with TB there, just us and Calyx. We tried to write a song that was bigger than any Noisia song and any Calyx song, but then together, and we completely failed. Like the pressure we put on ourselves was just really not helping us. And it reminded me of like when you work with someone that is doing what you're doing too, sometimes it can work adversely, that you try to outdo yourself on the thing that you're already trying to do, and it just doesn't help. Which reminded me of this absolute banger from the, I think it's, what was it, 2004, 2005?
2005, yeah.
That everyone was playing back in the day. Like, you couldn't go to a show and not a drum and bass show with some harder sounds, which back then, like, a lot of it was kind of hard, like it still is. Mm. And everyone would play this song. And yeah, and I played it for years. And it was always a highlight of my set. And I was always looking forward to the moment where I, you know, kind of built up enough energy so I could drop this one. And this is True Identity by Calyx. Big up, yes. Larry. One of the ones, when we started really making waves, I think Calyx helped us a lot. We chatted a lot. It was him, TB, Blacks and Empire that really kind of, and our beats and face that really kind of like pushed us, and also helped us and kind of explained the world a little bit to us as we were exploring it. So yeah, big up Larry.
Big up. Keeping on the DMB, but more of a contemporary flex. That was awesome to hear some classic Calyx, by the way. But yeah, this is from a new artist called Order Up. It's a really interesting name, but the title is even more interesting. It's out on Grid, and it's called Meatballs in Space. And I have thought a lot about what I would eat in space, mainly because of the Simpsons episode, and also because I like eating, and I like the idea of being in space one day. But meatballs is not what I would choose. Tomato sauce everywhere, meat everywhere, pasta everywhere. I would much rather something solid in my hand. For my first eating in space experience, I'd go for a panini, a burger, maybe a pizza, maybe an omelette. But Order Up, you're insane eating meatballs in space. What's that all about?
Baseline, it sounds like the cliche like 50s cartoon ghost voice, like
brilliant.
All right, this next one is also more drum and bass. This is Translate by Not Equal.
Thank you.
Yes, Not Equal. That is out on Overview's new-ish sub-label or sister label Domain. And now on to something self-released by Notion on a proper kind of bouncy, garagey type of tip. This one is called Styling.
And it's the Bosai Gosain.
Oh, yes.
I love this.
Yes.
Is drum and bass from China. This is Radiax with a track called Ni Hao. Hello.
Hello.
We'll be right back.
Radiacs. Now let us drop the tempo a little bit for something from Not Yes, who I was just saying offline. I don't think, in my eyes, to my ears, I don't think they've released a bad tune yet. And especially not this one. It is self-released and it is called Click. So shout out to all people, they tend to be of a military nature, but all people who call measures of distance clicks. I'm not too sure how long a click is, whether it's a kilometre or a mile. Don't really care, just sounds cool. This is Click.
Click, click. Click. Click.
Yes, and a few clicks up tempo. We have a remix from Coil Circuit, who we played for the first time on this show last week. Really new, young talent, exciting talent, who's undivided at the moment as well. But this, I believe he sent it in, unsolicited. It's a remix of Noisia, Motion Blur. Very interesting take. Big up, Coil Circuit.
I agree. This is a big one.
It was my Yamuk of the week last week. I think we started the show with it, actually.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Well, this is Baila Jungle by Urban Dawn. You heard it last week, and you're hearing it again.
Yes, yes.
Oh.
shout to everybody who gets involved on the Patreon and supports us and votes for The Reload. And big shouts to Urban Dawn as well. Now on to Portway and Slinky. This is brand new on Defro Statica. Big up Booga and the crew over in Leipzig. This one is called Move. Lovely, lovely 160 business here.
Ultimate tune. We got a percussive workout on Yuku. This is Lump Sum by Flywheel.
Yes, yes. It's from an EP called Writ Large, which the whole thing, we played the tune last week as well. Whole EP is fascinating. So big up Flywheel and the crew at Yuku.
This is Vision Radio. We'll be right back.
in.
Last one.
Yeah.
Thank you all for tuning in.
Yeah.
This is it's been another episode.
It's been emotional. It's been beautiful. There have been some really cool songs.
It's been an episode of the year. Absolutely.
I've really enjoyed it. Thank you to everybody who sends us music each and every time, and to all the people who share the show and get involved and all that lovely stuff. We're finishing with something really, really strange here. This is Robin Feldman. We finished quite a few episodes over the years with his material. This is called Vestibular Apparatus. I had to look up what vestibular meant, and it's basically your balance system, all in your head and your eyes and your brain and your ears. Really, really important apparatus. So big up everybody who has their vestibular apparatus in working order. Sometimes I don't. I'm going to say ciao ciao now. Thank you very much, Tice. Thank you very much, Frank. It's been a lovely show. Thank you very much, everyone. Ciao.
Thank you, Dave.
Bye-bye.
I can't quite work out what mood you're in. But no, I just want to shout out, I'm playing at fucking Sun and Bass next week, and I want to tell the world, and I've managed to keep it under wraps. I've managed to not brag about it for the whole show. Please, can I just say, I'm playing at Sun and Bass next week, and I'm fucking buzzing.
Yeah. I've never played at Sun and Bass, and I always wanted to go.
Oh, brilliant. Cool. There we go. Is that a yes, Dave?
No, dude.
Hey, brilliant.